Okay, but here's the thing. Trump spent almost a year nominating someone for the nation's top doctor job who dropped out of residency and didn't have a medical license. The Senate Help Committee has a rule, unanimous GOP approval to advance. Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, they said no, so she's out. And here's what actually happened next. Trump called it a setback to making America healthy again, then named a Fox News contributor as the replacement. That's not a pivot, that's the pipeline. A radiologist who does cable hits is now the plan B for the nation's chief medical officer. Come on.